the Hotshot Whiz Kids Podcast Network. Beep, boop, boop, boop.
What's up, man?
Hey, yo, what's up?
What's going on, yo? I'm sick and tired of 5-0 running up on the block, you know what I'm saying? Yo, Snow, they came around looking for you the other day.
Word,
bust it.
Informer, you know, say that I'm a stormy, I go blam. Ali, keep on bum bam. Take the man, say that I'm a stormy, stand somewhere down the lane.
Hey, it's Not Never O'Clock once again. This is Mike Klein Jr. here with another Snowed In Best Of special for the Hotshot Whiz Kids podcast. Today we're going back to 2011, and it is December 26th, and we just got over Christmas, and we talk about Christmas and a lot of other things in this episode, including some ways to make money, as usual, some complaining about life, all the normal things that you would hear on a typical Hotshot Whiz Kids podcast. And like I said, this comes all the way back from 2011. Don't forget to go to hotshotwizkids.com, where you can click through on Amazon, and you can see all kinds of videos and pictures and other old podcasts and everything else that goes along with the Hotshot Whiz Kids. New episodes are coming up very soon, either the end of this week or next week for sure. So stay tuned for that. In the meantime, let's take a trip back to 2011 and give a listen to the Hotshot Whiz Kids podcast, episode 143.
Goblin, motherfuckers.
Oh, yeah.
Awesome, awesome. I got so much shit done. Nothing.
I heard you had breakfast with Santa.
I did. It was a little weird. It wasn't a Santa Claus. It was just some guy named Santa, and we had breakfast.
Wouldn't it be
he
awkward?
He was a cool guy.
No, I wonder, because at the local McDonald's, I saw a sign last week about breakfast with Santa.
Oh, that's weird, because at my McDonald's, I seen a sign, but it's just about dollar sausage McMuffins. Nothing about Santa.
But you can eat Santa. But not, I don't know if
I
Santa,
can eat Santa.
Was Santa Claus eating with you, I wonder? Or was he just like...
No, he watches you while you eat.
So that's what he does? That's his
job.
He just
stares at me.
Well, his job most of the year
is... Freaking the fuck out, old man.
His job most of the year is just to watch you.
He watches me masturbate, apparently.
Because he knows when you've been good, and he knows when you've been bad. So you better be good.
Is that the song?
Yeah.
You're a little... I don't think that's how it goes, yeah. But that's the gist
Santa
of it, I guess.
Claus is gone. He knows when you've been good. He knows when you've been bad.
He knows is that
when
it?
You've been good and bad. So you better be good and bad.
Good and bad, you're supposed
Frosty,
to be?
Frosty, the snowman.
I'm a little confused, but all right. Well, listen, I'll take your word for it.
Remember we're going to make that sketch where you were like Frosty when your hat fell off, you froze?
Yeah.
Like at the party, your hat fell off. And then the one scene, we got an argument, and I knocked your hat off, and like 5 years later, I...
Oh, that reminds me. I came up with a sketch today about Rudolph. See how it's related?
Would we have to do animation for this?
Yeah, we can actually do the sketch because I can't do claymation or animation.
I can.
You can?
Yeah, remember that you had those commercials for animation? Come to Toronto Institute for...
Did you actually end up going?
Yeah, I did.
Huh.
2 years. You didn't notice I was gone?
No. You're not very memorable.
No.
Huh, interesting. Well, we could use that. So, my sketch, because I heard...
$80,000 it cost me. Couldn't even get a job with it. Weird.
Dude, that's the economy we're in.
Oh.
But listening to the song at work, they had the fucking Christmas music going. So listening to the song, they talk about how they laughed and called them names. So I thought it'd be funny to just have, you know, a sketch, and it just goes along like the original Rudolph. Except maybe they're probably a bit more vicious with them when they call them names. But then later on, you know... The foggy night, and they can't go out. They don't go to Rudolph. Rudolph comes, and you think that they're gonna ask him to help, but then it turns into a school shooting, and Rudolph like kills him for the bullying. Cause it's kind of topical, you know, today's bullying stuff.
Oh yes,
I think it'd be funny. Maybe he comes in wearing a trench coat. Then it's a kind of a massacre.
That happened a long time ago, that Columbine
massacre. Yeah, yeah.
Can you believe that?
I think so. It's
12
okay.
years ago it happened.
It's okay now to goof about it, because it's happened
I was thinking, because in that show American Horror Story, they have a kid who shoots up the school. Like,
you couldn't have that on TV back then.
I wonder if
I've never seen the show.
I wonder if one of the family members of the guy, people who got killed was watching that show. You think they turn it off or?
Probably, I would. I mean,
what are you, a pussy? You can't handle it.
Listen, I mean, you don't get
when
over.
When you see guys
like
getting
that.
Rejected, do you turn it off because you can't handle it?
Sometimes. Sometimes it hits a little too close to home.
When you see really handsome, funny guys, does it make you think of me too much, and you have to turn it off.
Yep.
Because you miss me so much.
Well, when you were away at that school, a fancy school.
You didn't even know I was gone.
I just said that.
You were playing video games in my house. Like, man, you suck today. We were playing Madden.
Mm-hmm. You know what? I think I was playing your brother. I just pretended he was you the whole time.
Probably what would happen. You're in your place.
Every time I had sex with him, I was picturing you.
It's like that movie Brothers with...
never seen it.
Natalie Portman and Jake Gyllenhaal.
What? The movie Brothers is with fucking Will Ferrell.
Not that one.
That's the movie, though.
No, that's Step Brothers.
Oh, is it? Well, I didn't see that.
Brothers is when... Here's what happened. Jake Gyllenhaal went to the war.
Which war?
The current war.
With Mars? I thought war was over.
Anyhow, he went to the Middle East, and they thought he got killed.
Hey, remember when you thought I was dead?
His brother played by... No. Not Jake Gyllenhaal's the brother.
He's black?
Spider-Man was the main guy who was off the war. What's his name?
Man, you're a real weaver
Anderson.
Of tales.
Who played Spider-Man in that movie in 2002?
Will Wheaton.
Whatever his name was. Anyways, he went off to war and died. They thought he died. Next thing you know, Jake Gyllenhaal, I mean, she's Natalie Portman. You know, you're going to want to do her.
So I thought that was her brother.
Not her brother, his brother.
No, because then you know what? I'll check that movie out. Brothers and sisters fucking? I'll see that.
And that guy comes back from the war, and of course he's all fucked up.
Blah, blah, blah. I was in war.
They had to go to an institution.
Like you did in Toronto for animation.
Toronto Institute of Animation and Pornographic...
Pornographic
films.
Arts.
Arts, yeah, it's good. Pornographic
yeah,
arts.
Yeah.
I want to be that guy to die.
Me too, man, me too.
I want to be the guy who designs playing cards with nude ladies on them.
I don't think it's much of a design. You just take pictures and then you put
them
on cards.
This one I'm going to have... You know how they usually the nude lady ones are like on the outside? But they also are dressed up like the king, but you can see their boobs.
Oh, yeah. They're all the king? You don't know cards,
do you? The king and the queen also, you can see her boobs.
I'm the Joker.
The Joker's a man. You can see his cock.
Okay, so it's not just naked ladies.
Well, it is, except for that. That's a goof, because it's a Joker. Little joke I play on the...
You have to take the Jokers out of the
now,
deck.
Are you, like,
I don't know cards. I don't know. I think you usually have to
no one
out.
Uses a Joker for anything. It's useless. I think in some games, they use it as a wild card.
Hmm.
But for the most part...
Yeah, I don't play cards, so I wouldn't know. I don't do much of anything.
I used to play cards with my grandma. 25 cents a game.
Strip poker, I remember. Those are some hot nights.
We played strip poker that one night.
Me and you. Oh,
one
my
time.
God. I got you naked. It was awesome.
One time.
Yeah. You were naked.
When I picture myself playing strip poker with a lot of ladies...
I know. They're all naked. You have your clothes on.
Well, I'm good at poker.
You are. Never playing. You're awesome at poker.
I happen to have some...
natural skill.
I happen to have some poker chips... downstairs.
What are we doing with them?
Want to get together a nice poker game?
We don't know people.
Why not?
Because no one likes us. Why not?
But it's going to be high stakes poker like the mob does.
That's not going to mean people are like us. We still don't know people.
I don't get it.
What don't you get? Who's coming over to play us?
You invite people and go, hey, you want to win $1 million?
How it works is they have to put in money.
Yeah, $100 each.
$100 each to equal $1 million? Do you know how many people that will be?
Well, I'm not saying... Well, like, we have to put a little bit of our own money in there, too.
A little.
Like, we're like the...
Wait, to make up the difference to that million?
Like a casino.
If we get 10 guys, That's $1,000. So we'll cover the rest to get to a million.
Hey,
okay.
People right, are suckers. Good. The last 2 weeks, for some goddamn reason, a lady at work every day. If you want to play the lottery, it's up to $175 million. We won $29 last week.
Split that 50 ways. We all made 75
then
cents.
Goes, but you're not going to get that back. We're just going to put it in the pool again. Now, do these people realistically think they're going to win the lottery?
You know what I'd say? Well, no thanks. Give me my money.
Because obviously you have a poor understanding of statistics and how you have a better chance. I don't know. Like, they always have a list of things that you have a better chance of getting. Like,
yeah, but
I'm pretty sure you have
no,
a better...
No, wait. It's always a list of things you don't want to happen. Listen, I want to win the lottery. I don't want to get struck by lightning. I don't want to be killed by a terrorist. I don't want to die in a
plane crash.
Yeah, but it's about
equal.
If it's about equal, then I'll try the one thing that I do want to get. I want money.
Listen, if you want to give a dollar, all right. I guess, you know, if you have the extra money and you want to pay, you know, put a dollar in every week.
It's
fine.
It's gambling.
But there's assholes who spend a good portion of their weekly checks.
$3.2 billion.
They put a big portion of their check, in, you know, and they buy different numbers. I remember, like, it's all complicated. Like, you know the lingo. When you order the lottery tickets.
Yeah, you go to like, give me a 50-50 box straight for the evening. And then a three-digit straight for the daytime. And give me a quick pick. And there's a lot of different shit.
Because I always go, when I go to the gas station, there's always some guy doing that.
Which is annoying, because I want to buy whatever shit I got. Now I got to wait on
his sound like
dumbass.
Every comedian that's ever done that joke. Don't you hate it when you guys buying lotteries in the,
I can't have an opinion, apparently.
You can have an opinion, I'm just saying, don't... Have
someone else
opinion.
Has... Listen, everyone's had... Whatever thing you've thought of, someone else has thought of it already. Even that.
Either way, you're not going to win the jackpot.
I mean, someone's going to win it.
True. And you know what I like about it? They always... That money's gone within, a year.
Yeah, for some reason, people... Poor people can't handle having money.
There's that one guy a few years ago, he just left
it
in his car.
It always ruins their lives.
He had a sack of money in his car and someone stole it or something. Like, he went crazy.
Yeah, you always hear that. Anytime poor people win a lot of money, they're ruined. It's gone, and they end up with less money than they started out with. They're fucking homeless after. I don't get it.
If I won it, oh God. First of all, I would have all my enemies murdered.
There you go.
Secondly, we'd have a state-of-the-art studio for the podcast. And by the way, people would know who we are because we can afford advertising.
Yeah, advertising. I'd enjoy
people. You type in dildos on Google, our podcast comes up.
Ooh, type in anything. Hey, can you give me directions to the closest Pizza Hut? Hot Shot Whiz Kids.
Yeah. And when you get to Pizza Hut, our logo's on the pizza.
Yeah.
Marketing. Oh, if we had that kind of money... We could have, McDonald's give away our cups with a Happy Meal and stuff.
We're really not for kids, but... All
right. Well, it's funny you should say that, because we constantly get searched. People come to my website with the search, best podcast for kids.
I know, that's because we're the Whiz Kids.
You think they give it a listen?
I hope they listen to it first before they let their kids
listen to it. We don't say anything that kids shouldn't listen to.
I disagree on that.
Well, whatever. Maybe because you're a pussy. I don't know. If I had a kid, I'd want them to... I told you this before. They need to learn. They need to learn the ropes of life.
Yeah, we do teach a lot of life lessons.
We give a lot of wisdom on this show. A lot.
Mm-hmm. About sexual harassment. I heard some commercial, and they're saying how sexual... They're describing sexual harassment, and they say that asking for sexual favors is sexual harassment. And I thought, that's fucking bullshit. How is that harassment? If I ask a girl at work for a blowjob and she says no, all right, case closed, done. You either give me it or you don't.
All right, now, what world do you live in where you ask someone for a blowjob? You would ask them on a date first.
Listen, I'm cutting out the middle man.
You don't go to one business like, can I have my check? For what? Guys, I want to work here.
Yeah, give me an up advance.
I don't.
I think he'd hire me.
I know you didn't decide if you want to go out with me yet, but can you give me an advance on blowjob? Blowjob advance?
That sounds great. That's revolutionary.
Why would you do that?
Why wouldn't you?
Well, you know what? If a girl doesn't want to go out with you, that's a sure sign that she'll never have to talk to you again. At least for a little while.
I say everyone start doing that. Listen, we might start dating, so, you know, give me an advance on the sex.
Now, if you're a girl and you want to weed out the assholes, should you have sex right away to get rid of, see if he leaves, or wait and see if he leaves?
Oh, I'm going to wait. For girls, I'm going to say, have sex with me regardless. I don't care what's going on.
Realistically, all right, I'm sick of assholes. I'm a girl. I'm sick of assholes using me.
Yeah.
Now, if I meet a new guy, should I have sex with him like the first couple days? Or should I let him wait, let him sweat it out? And if he stays with me, he likes me.
Well, obviously, you do the second thing. But girls are dumb. And so right away, oh, this guy's so great. I love him.
Well,
and so she's going to have sex with him right away.
If I don't care that I'm having sex a lot with a lot of guys, that's a good way. Because some guys will run off after they're done. Like, oh, got what I wanted.
That's a horrible way to weed out guys by banging them right away.
That's how you weed out girls.
Guys and girls are different.
Oh,
wait,
are they?
No, wait. We don't weed out girls by having sex with them.
You have sex with them and then stop talking to them, right?
That's not me weeding them
out.
Yeah,
not for me.
That was my whole point, to have sex with them. I accomplished my mission.
And
I'm not weeding anything out.
And then you fell in love.
It happened to
me. You fooled around and fell in love.
Listen, dude, love happens.
Love eventually.
Yeah, wasn't that a musical movie type shit?
I don't know. I don't know what it is. Speaking of movies and shows, I don't know. I just like seeing...
All right.
Whatever. You know how there's those shows on TV where, like, the guy goes around and, like, he goes to all those places that have, like, challenges for food? Like, oh, I'm going to eat a 10-pound burger today.
Yeah, you go to some
Man
diner and he's going to...
Yeah, there's diner dives. Here's my idea for my show on the Travel Channel. I go to different places and I take naps.
Oh.
I
thought maybe you were going to turn into like some kind of porn thing where you have to like blow the largest penis and that's
no.
the challenge.
Well, I'm not sick like you.
I think that'd be fine.
I would be like, I'm on top of the Eiffel Tower and now I'm going to take a nap. And then that's the show.
Yeah, that's cool. That's cool. I still say that.
I'm on the Great Wall. Wouldn't you want to take a nap in the Great? Wouldn't you want to tell your grandchildren I took a nap in the Great Wall of China?
Yeah, that'd be cool. But I'm saying it'd be a funny sketch about the blowing the biggest penis.
I took
like
a nap
challenge.
In Antarctica. I took
it's
a nap at the top of Mount Rushmore.
It's cold up there too.
You're on top of Roosevelt's head.
Yeah.
There's Mark taking a nap up there, and I'm on top of Lincoln.
Whoa, we're sleeping together?
Well, they're huge heads. We're nowhere near each other.
I don't know.
You ever seen Mount Rushmore before?
Nope. On TV?
That was pretty ingenious to put Mount Rushmore into South Dakota, or the North Dakota, wherever one is in, because no one would ever go to that fucking state.
It's true. There's a lot of states. Like, why the fuck would anyone go there?
There's Montana. Is there anything in Montana of interest at all?
Not that I know of.
I'd be...
Yeah, what's in there?
Yeah, why would you live in Montana if you're not a farmer? Or
well,
like
listen, if you're born there, you know, that's your home.
Like, what's it? Can you even name a city in Montana? I guess there's Billings, Montana.
Dubuque? Is that in Montana?
I don't think so.
I don't know. Maybe it is.
All right, the two Dakotas get useless.
Buffalo, Montana. There probably is. There's
Montana's
a lot of
useless.
Yeah.
Sorry,
Montanans.
Iowa we get corn from, so that's cool.
Yeah, everyone knows Iowa for corn.
Idaho is potatoes. You need potatoes for French fries.
That's true.
So the rest of the states are good.
You named two, but yeah, okay. That's the rest.
Three I named, two Dakotas.
Oh, okay.
Actually, Alaska's pretty useless, too.
They got oil up there. We'll keep
all right,
it.
All right. Because why would you want to live in Alaska?
Well, they always talk about going up there for work.
Remember the girl I don't say hi to is from Alaska?
Vaguely.
Yeah, in case you're new, there used to be a girl we used to see at the bar.
That was his thing, not saying hi to her. He'd just stare at her.
No, she'd stare at me.
Yeah.
She liked me, obviously.
Well, we could rewrite history if you want.
She did she not gently rub my arm as she walked by and then play darts with us. And then I almost passed out outside.
Listen, is this a girl you didn't say hi to? Once she made an attempt to speak to you like a human, and you failed that, you know, you couldn't handle it.
I feel like being a human almost every day, I'll have you know.
I know, I know.
She shouldn't feel so special.
So, and you went back to not saying hi to her, and then just looking at her.
And then she started dating the guy, and like later on in our apartment.
Yep, one of our neighbors.
And you said, why is a girl Mike doesn't say hi to? here.
Yeah, I come home and she's just, you know, sitting in front of the apartment. I'm like, that's weird.
Playing with herself. Thinking about me, probably.
Girls are always
doing
that.
You that was a scheme. Do you know how, like, undercover cops, like, move into the place? Moles or whatever?
Do you think she started dating that guy just to break up my prostitution ring?
No. She...
Yeah, nobody
started dating that guy to get closer to me, see?
But what does that have to do with the police? Are you illegal?
No, I'm saying like they do, like the police do. She needed to get close to me, and how was the better way to get in the apartment building than dating the guy above?
That is true.
Although if she's going to date anyone, she'd probably date you, who actually lived in the same apartment as me.
Yeah, or just...
Then, you know, and she's like, I'm going to go to the bathroom, and then...
Or cut out the middleman if she
like,
wants.
Like, oh, Mark, I'm sorry. I went in the wrong room and fucked him. I'm sorry.
That's fine. Let's come back here.
This is highly unusual. I can't let this go on. All right. I'll just keep protesting the whole time so you think I'm like, no, Mark's going to be mad. Quit riding on my penis like that.
You know,
I'm all hard. You got to stop.
I don't know why she just wouldn't cut out the middleman and just date you, because it's not like you were refusing her.
No, I don't find you attractive. Please, stop having sex with me. Right now, please.
I'm always saying that. Not well, to chicks, though.
What?
What?
What are you always saying?
Nothing. Forget it. You don't get it, dude.
So you don't like my nap show, is that what you're saying?
That's fine. Actually, it'd be kind of funny.
I don't know if it'd go for a half hour, because I mean...
No,
You literally show me napping.
No, you'd have to do other things. Other things would have to be going on, but you know, just... Showing clips of you
sleeping.
Well,
why don't
places.
I test it out and go on Justin.tv and start, every time I take a nap, broadcast it.
The whole, what?
Yep.
They're going to show you for four, you take like 4 hour naps.
Yeah, 4 hours. All right, I'm sleeping. Like, I turn on my cam when I go to lay down, and then when I wake up, I turn it off. That's all you get to see.
Do you think
if you're lucky, I'll get wood.
I was going to say, you'll see, like, you protruding think anyone out wants to see that?
Well, I'm not like you. I don't. Nap nude. I wear my clothes when I nap.
You just said protruding out of the underwear. That means your penis is out.
No, you just see the bulge. Like a tent.
Wow. Wait, like a tent? Do you just think of that expression all by yourself?
I didn't claim that I...
That's going to catch on.
Hey,
wow.
Hey, Mark, I just invented something. When you have a boner, it looks like a tent. It's called popping a tent.
That is an awesome impression of yourself. You sound just like you. Wow.
Did I claim that I invented that?
Yeah, you just did.
What do I give you a drink? You want a drink? I got Pepsi. Oh, you invented a new drink called Pepsi.
I seen you there wearing a smock with chemicals and powders and shit. I don't know what you're doing.
Oh, wow, you invented a ham sandwich.
First, I had to invent the pig.
What's this? Sliced bread? Good invention. I don't even know, because I mentioned something, I'm claiming I invented it?
That's what I do.
I invented sex, then. I mentioned that today.
Yeah, I invented
it. Do you think
fucking.
If sex didn't, if girls didn't know what sex was, you could get them to do it easily, or would it be harder?
How is the human race,
Well, forget all that. Just say, hypothetically, there's no sex.
Okay.
But you know about it somehow. It's like the art of...
Invention of lying, yeah. Yes.
So you go up to the girl like, hey, let's have sex. She's like, what?
What is that, like a type of pudding? What is that?
Here's what we're going to do. I have a penis, right? You know what that is? Yeah. I'm going to stick it in your vagina. What? That's insane.
You know what? It would be real.
First of all, she thinks that's crazy.
Yeah, and you know what? If no one's using their genitals for sex, it would be really hard to get
back. Yeah, it would be. It'd be a long time since
they,
yeah.
No, I think it would be near impossible to get it going.
Do you think?
Oh, yeah. Because that would just be... You know, genitals would just be used to for your bathroom activities, and that would just be gross. You're going to put what? Ah,
we should make a movie like that, The Invention of Sex.
Is it another porn we're making? We make so much porn.
Oh, that would be a good porn. That's too late now. That movie is like 4 years old.
Yeah.
Damn it. We got to strike when the iron's hot.
I know.
I'm busy over here inventing Pepsi and...
inventing ham sandwiches.
And new sayings.
Yeah. No time to make your porn movies.
But then, I think I'm suave enough. I can do it.
To invent porn?
So so that means that sex, when you really analyze it, is kind of weird, right?
No.
Yeah, it is.
Listen.
Your argument is if
No, we're... in this thing, we're ignoring the whole procreation thing.
Forget that. Well, whatever. That's not the point. If there was no sex, you say it'd be really difficult to get a girl to do it.
Yeah, yeah.
So that means it must be a weird activity.
Only if you ignore procreation.
Well, no. No. It's a weird activity either way. You're sticking your body part into another human. That's just fucking weird. You don't think it's weird?
Nope.
That's totally normal to you.
It's beautiful.
What if you stick your finger into a girl's ear? Is that weird?
If you have an itch, sometimes you got that itch like deep in your ear.
When you see
it drives me crazy.
When you see a strange girl who's attractive, do you ever would you want to put your finger in her ear?
I think about putting my hands all over. So it'll get there eventually, yeah. I see a hot chick and I just...
The urge to
procreate. Get my hands all over that
shit. The urge to procreate is so strong in humans.
In me especially.
I know, you have like 8 kids.
Mm-hmm. 12 different moms.
This guy's ridiculous. I bought him condoms for his birthday and he just doesn't use them. He refuses.
I gotta spread my seed.
He re-gifted them and gave them back to me for Christmas. There you go!
I changed the label to make them think it was something different. You know, it wasn't the same brand.
I'm telling you, Hot Shot Wiz Kids condoms. We should look into how much they are.
We don't have money for anything.
No, because they just print on the wrapper.
Well, obviously, yeah.
Well, we could get a logo on the condom, but I don't know.
That'd be way too much.
Oh, all right. We sell Hot Shot Wiz Kids condoms, and someone has a kid with them because it breaks. Are we suable? Can we be sued?
Probably. Oh, wait. Have that be our guarantee. If it breaks and a girl gets pregnant, we're responsible for the kid. We have to pay.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
That's our guarantee.
We both already have too many kids.
That's our guarantee. You want to sell this shit or not?
No, I have too many kids as it is. Zero. Too many.
Yeah.
I'd like to have negative kids. How can you have negative kids? Would you have to kill them? Would that make it negative?
No, because you wouldn't... That'd still be zero.
You can't get the negatives then, can you?
No. No. Unless you're paying for ghost kids.
What if you...
But you're still paying.
Can you get can you get to have a negative girlfriends? Like, if you just keep getting turned down, is that becomes a negative?
Still zero again.
No, I think it's like, every time you get turned down, you're in a negative. That's minus one.
No, because like, wait, how many girlfriends do I have? Zero?
It's lifetime totals I'm talking about. All right, I asked 6 girls out. They all say no. Minus 6. Then I get one who goes out with me. Then I have minus five. And if I, like, next time after we break up, I get another one, it's minus 4.
You can't call...
But in between, if I get turned down by 6 girls, then it's minus...
you know you can't do math.
11. Most people would be the negatives.
Most people are as dumb as you.
Except for, like, Brad Pitt. He's in the positives.
That's your go-to guy.
Has he ever been turned down? Probably not.
Probably some chick turned him down just for the hell of it. Just so she could have that story. And I told him to go fuck off.
Do you think he ever, like, pursues girls, or you just let them come to him?
Oh, hell no. They come to him.
That's what I do. The problem is...
You're not a famous, attractive guy.
Yeah, so I just sit here all day.
I know. You're looking out the window, just sitting in your room, expecting to see girls coming to your door.
You'd think.
Never happens.
You'd think, well, once... Delivery lady. I just made that up. No, there's no such thing as a delivery lady.
Yeah, you're not ordering shit.
Very poor. Very poor. I mean rich.
Yeah.
But we're playing the lottery, so that's something.
Yep. Somebody's got to win. Hey, you know, eventually.
By the way, how come no one has called us about the tattoo offer?
Yeah, or to be part of sketches.
Oh, yeah.
Or to sext with me. That was a long time ago I put that offer out. No one wants to do anything.
Your sexting goes too far. Now, is sexting just the words, or is it the pictures, too?
Both.
Words and pictures.
Yeah, both. Either or both. Depends on the person, what you want to do. Me, it's heavy pictures.
Mostly pictures.
Yeah, mostly pictures. I mean, I don't need words.
What about when they want you to send one back, do you?
Oh, sure.
You're famous now. You can't do that.
No, I don't care. That's part of my charm. I don't give a shit about that.
Dude, it's going to come out. We're going to have, like, it's going to be, oh, it's going to be like the Kardashian tape.
Listen.
Next thing you know, we're going to be millionaires.
Anyone who's a fan of the show.
We have our own perfume out.
Knows that there's
a small penis.
No, that there's a picture of my penis floating around the internet. Everybody knows that.
You think it really the girl cared that much? And she still had, they got deleted, dude.
It's she still she was showing people.
She did.
We talked about this on the show before. Get a fucking memory.
How do you know she showed people?
Because I seen her chatting with somebody else on the computer. She put a post up. I've already said this on the show.
I don't remember this at all. So say
a year ago. So I'll just real quick say it again. You know, kind of back and forth with this chick. She asked for a picture of my penis. I sent it. And then she stopped talking to me because it got too close to the time when she said she was going to be, you know, hang out. And she got, you know, got scared.
You never met her?
No. She got scared and stopped talking to me.
She sent you naked pictures?
Yeah, she sent me one.
Of what?
Of her whole body. She was wearing kind of like a see-through top.
Oh, that's bullshit.
I know. I wanted to see vagina. But...
Skin to win, tell her.
I know. I mean,
text her right now. Tell her skin to win.
Please, she doesn't exist anymore. I could see her breasts in it. Anyway, I seen a post of hers.
What was her name?
I don't fucking remember.
Sarah Kim.
Sarah Kim, yes.
Jane.
Shut up.
Seymour.
Fine, I'm not even going to fucking tell it.
Go on. God.
You got to be tough with this guy. Anyway, she put in a post where she was getting in trouble from wherever, maybe MySpace at the time, for sending people, showing people a picture of a penis. I thought, that's my penis. I know it is.
I remember this now.
See? Yeah. It was like a year ago I mentioned this.
But I don't think she's still doing it now.
Probably.
She's probably got other penises to pass around. By the way, I'm
done. Part of the group.
You think you're the only one? Guys are loving... Guys, I've heard that guys, unsolicited, send penises to girls.
Listen, I don't do that. I just go right up to them and show them my penis.
I've heard girls say, yeah, a guy just sent me his penis picture.
I send them my actual penis. I cut that shit off and just mail it.
I put like a smirk on it and long hair and I call it the Mona penis. Like the Mona Lisa.
Yeah, that's a bad name. Sorry.
No, it's not the Moan's penis.
No.
Do you believe that was a self-portrait of him dressed up as a lady?
I don't care. She's ugly anyway, so could be.
I think she's pretty hot.
But there's a lot of ugly chicks.
She's pretty hot.
The Mona Lisa is an ugly chick. You know.
Well, beauty is in the eye of the beholder.
That's true. I've just said before, if you haven't had anything in a while, I mean, even an ugly chick will look all right.
Speaking of that. I got an announcement to make. A couple weeks ago, Mark and I were on isanybodyup.com, where you can look at naked ladies.
Listen, people don't need to know our after-hours activities, okay?
And this one lady comes up. I didn't say anything, and Mark goes, oh, yeah, she's hot. We scroll down, penis.
Yep, it was. You know what? That was a hot lady dude.
But you're gay.
Yeah.
Not me. I kept my mouth shut. I know better. And I guess it was just a coincidence. I just didn't happen to say anything.
Yeah. It's rare where you find a tranny that actually looks like a chick. But then once you've seen the penis, then you look at the face again and you're like, yeah, I guess I can kind of see the
now, that
the
girl,
kind of
would you date her? Cause, and no one else would ever know.
Not if I knew about the penis, no. Now, if I didn't know about the penis, I think it's a chick.
Theoretically, say she's hotter than anything you could ever get in a real woman.
The penis is a deal breaker.
But no one knows.
But I know.
Pregnancy worries? Don't worry. Not going to happen.
Listen, I know. That's it.
And you don't even have to blow him or her because she's, you know, she switched over, so she's not into that.
That's fine.
Now you can do anal or you can let her suck you off, one or the other.
Listen, blowjobs, obviously.
Or you can do the Princeton Press.
Yeah. All right, fine. I'll do that. You happy? Will you shut up about it?
Bring my girlfriend over. Girlfriend. That's what I do to you.
And apparently, even though no one else knows about it, I just tell everyone. Hey,
well,
dude, you see my new girlfriend?
I'm your confidant.
She's got a huge cock.
Hey,
check it out. You want to see my girlfriend's
cock? The Golden
Girls
theme song, you and I. You tell me everything. Like, oh my god, dude.
In the Golden Girls theme song. They don't say, I tell you everything. That's not part of the song at all.
Thank you for letting me know you're doing a man.
Hey, dude, guess what? I'm pretty much gay now.
No, you go.
I know my girlfriend looks like a girl, but she's a guy.
No, you come in and I go, how the fuck did you get a girl so hot?
Oh, you want to know why? It's actually a guy.
You know, that makes a lot more sense, though.
I'm glad I'm so forthcoming.
I thought she's out of your league, but
No. It's a dude. I know she looks like a really hot chick, but
actually
a guy.
I'm an open person. I wouldn't think anything of it. If you want to go gay, If you're actually gay.
No, it's not gay.
I'm not gonna defriend you because you're gay.
Like on Facebook?
In reality.
Oh, thanks. Thanks for not clicking that button.
A reality defriending.
Oh, okay.
Because a Facebook defriending, the person who defriends you, usually you're not talking to anyway.
They're most likely not going to be a real close friend. Like your best friend.
Unless it's like some girl you got a big fight with and like, that's it, I'm defriending you.
The bitch.
Like an official.
Yeah.
Fine.
Also, well, you know, also what's official? HotshotWizKid.com and HotshotWizKid's Twitter and HotshotWizKid's Gmail. Why don't you send us some? Send me pictures of your penis.
No. Now you open up a can of fucking worms.
Yeah, people send us something. I don't care.
Can of fucking worms,
and you're actually the one who looks at them, not me.
Hey, hook up to your phone too, idiot.
Please send pictures of your penises. Everyone.
Dude, no.
Mike wants to see them so bad.
You know what's going to happen?
Penis pictures.
People are going to send child porn. I'm going to get arrested. I'm going to get arrested now.
You're the one who brought that up.
You brought it up. You didn't specify what kind of penis it was.
Is that where your head goes?
No, I'm just saying.
You mentioned the word penis.
I don't
want to
get in trouble for some shit someone sends me. Like, hey, look at this dead body. Now you know I murdered somebody. Now you're an accessory. I'm getting rid of that email. Fuck it. There's no such thing as hotshotwizkids@gmail.com. Sorry. If you want to contact us, you're going to have to write us a letter.
Yeah. Send pictures of your dead bodies through the regular mail, okay? Also, hotshotwizkids.com. Oh, by the way, don't ever promise shit to the listeners.
What?
You said that we're going to have some Christmas special. Where's the fucking Christmas special?
It was already on. It's recorded in the past.
No, we didn't. This is Christmas here. There ain't shit.
Christmas past, right?
Yeah, where's the Christmas special?
Well, it happened after we recorded this before we released it. So, you're wrong.
No.
Now I want you to take it back. Because I put it out.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, I did.
We'll see. HotshotWizKids.com. Yeah. This dude promises shit. Remember those t-shirts we were supposed to have?
I'm working on the goddamn... I got a couple days off this week, alright?
In which you will do nothing.
I might take a nap.
We were supposed to be on Stitcher, too. That didn't happen.
I'm gonna stitch your mouth shut so you don't have to say shit anymore.
Yeah, HotshotWizKids.com. Go to that. I'll...